William Cressy at Professor Fraud on Twitter as well. Explain this scheme in which 47 people allegedly stole $250 million, basically away from a way for kids to get fed during the pandemic, right?
That's right. And as the U.S. attorney in Minnesota points out, the $250 million is the floor.
Okay.
They know it's at least that much, and they're still investigating. There may be a lot more than that.
And how did they say it went down?
Okay. When the federal government started putting out programs because of the pandemic, a lot of children were getting fed through programs at their schools. Well, they weren't going to school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, okay, anybody out there can feed kids. If you can do it, we'll send you money. And they took down all the controls that would otherwise stop something like this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't check out the places in advance and all that usual procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So this organization, Feeding the Future, was already out there. And they got about $300,000 in federal money back in 2018, I think it was.
Okay.
The program comes in, and in 2019, suddenly they're getting millions of dollars.
Okay. Still before the pandemic.
Yeah. But then in like 2021, they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
By 2022, I think they got like close to $200 million.
Uh-huh.
Because they got a couple of restaurants to say, oh, yeah, we're, you know, to go along with the deal. Yeah, we're feeding children. So like one little storefront diner who would feed a couple of dozen people a day was supposedly feeding like 2,000 children a day and then sending in for reimbursements. Now, of course, they had to send in lists of names of children.
Right.
So they would go online to a random name generator to create the names of the children that they would submit in order to get the reimbursements. And as the U.S. attorney called this brazen, because at one point the program was red flag because of the way that they were doing a lot of what I would call rookie mistakes for fraudsters.
Right.
Like they've said that they were feeding 2,500 children, exactly 2,500 children every day, 5 days a week. The same number.
That they just show up every, not one kid got sick or went away. Or
exactly. Oh, okay. I mean, that's a rookie error.
Well, I'm glad they did it because they got caught.
They got caught.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, they got caught for sure.
Yes.
But they've been indicted. But, you know, whether they did it, we'll find out. But then when they flagged the program and cut it off, said, oh, we're not going to send you any more money. They sued the federal government. They sued the state government for discrimination. To get and then they tried to dissolve the corporation, and then the Minnesota Attorney General stepped in and barred them from dissolving.
The lengths that people will go is incredible.
But I think it points out that this could be like a tip of the iceberg. A lot of pandemic fraud out there. We all know about the unemployment claim fraud,
right,
where people were being told, hey, you quit your job. No, I didn't, because somebody else claimed you.
Right.
We're finding out now of PPP fraud, payroll protection plan, where mm-hmm. people would say, oh, yeah, I was running a business out of my apartment.
Right.
And I was making $100,000 a year, and I had three employees in my apartment. And, you know, give me money so I can pay them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, complete fabrications.
Right. And I even saw one estimate. I think it was for the unemployment, because even hackers overseas were getting money,
mm-hmm.
that somewhere up of half of the money distributed may have gone to fraudulent places.
Yeah.
We could dive in deeper on that.
Sure.
And maybe we will another day. But I want to talk about something that really impacts people's wallets.
Yeah.
It's something I just went through. Don't worry, I wasn't defrauded. But boy, was I warned a billion times before I wired money for the new house that I just bought.
Right.
How does it work? What is the scam that people should watch out for if they're ever making a big wire transfer?
Sure. When you're going to be buying a house, you're going to be making that big down payment. You're going to take in maybe money you've been saving for years to put down that big down payment to buy the new house. And you're going to wire it. You're not going to, you know, pay it in cash.
Right.
Sure.
Nope.
But so you're going to wire that money. Well, bad guys have been known to hack into realtors' email sites,
oh,
email
wow.
programs, find out the names and the email addresses of the buyers.
Okay.
sent him an email right before closing saying, okay, here are the instructions on where to wire that money. Wire it to this account.
And it comes from that person's email. It comes from the real estate agent's email.
It supposedly, yeah, it's been spoofed to look like it comes from the real estate agent's email.
Oh, no.
Or the bank's email.
Right.
And it gives you the instructions. You wire the money. It goes into a bank account. They get the, well, let's see, for a house for you, it's probably a down payment of like $250 million.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I'm sure, yeah.
And then before you know it, that bank account wires the money to the Seychelles Islands,
right,
which is big now for money laundering.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. And into the ether go the perpetrators. And the poor person is out their money.
And truly poor now.
And truly poor now.
Okay, so what's the best way to avoid it? Make sure that you're using secure websites. If it's anything online, never hurts to call the title company. I mean, really
do your
due diligence.
That is really the best way. And don't call the phone number for the bank or title company that came in that email.
Right.
Yeah. Pull out the documents that you already have. Call that number. Verify down to the letter where this money is to be going.
For sure.
It's very important.
Professor Fraud, it's so good to see you in person.
Great to be back in the studio.
We'll be able to do more next time, okay? Thanks for joining us.
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break, then maybe get an answer to the question of the day before the news here on WGN.